Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you got into maybe over the weekend, or if you want to share what you got into over the holidays. Alex is from Cannes. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. Listen, Kennedy, you're going to love this one. He went to a superstore, but a special kind of superstore, Kennedy.
Okay, give it to me.
That's right, yes. So this probably sounds a little tame for the average 23-year-old, but my friends and I spent our Sunday at the used book superstore in Burlington.
I can get behind
this
that.
Massive, massive place. Yes, incredible. Like wall-to-wall books. Every author I looked for, I found. And I walked out of there with probably 12 books. I spent about $35 on the whole thing. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I love it.
How many books would you say you have in your collection, Alex?
In my collection overall, it's getting to the point where I'm starting to put some in storage to make room for my new books. So it's pretty intense. I'd say I have over 100, definitely.
I follow somebody on social media who collects books, and they recently discovered this device. It's like a handheld digital scanner. And what you can do is you scan the back of your book, the barcode, and it creates essentially your own library. So you can go in.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, and it was cheap. It was like 10, 15 bucks on Amazon or whatever. And this guy was so beside himself with joy that he could now catalog every book that he has. And it automatically knows your book. So it brings up the artwork. It shows you the author, when it was released, all of that stuff. So I'm going to suggest you go find that device for yourself.
Okay, thank you. I'll definitely look into that. Are you two reading anything at the moment that you can recommend?
I read 5 books while I was gone.
Me too.
Now here's the question. Sorry. Can I remember what I read?
I read 5 books while I was on vacation as well.
Did you?
But it was the entire Percy Jackson and the Olympian series.
I am a
middle schooler at heart, and I had never read them before.
That's still a good one. I teach middle school, so that's a good one.
Text in or email me, and I'll send you what I read.
Thank you, Alex. We appreciate that. Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Hey, girl.
I'm here.
So your dog had puppies?
Yes, she had 5 puppies.
No.
On January 3rd. Kennedy, you remember the one that licked you in Pheasant Lane Mall?
I do.
That's the one that had puppies.
Oh, sweet. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What kind of dog is it that had the puppies?
It's a pug. Oh. And I also have pug and poodle mixed puppies. That was an oops. That are almost 3 weeks old. So I got a house full of puppies.
There was an oops.
Good night.
Are your pugs for the streets?
Yes.
I told you when we were down in Charlotte, like Lana's sister, they have 2 dogs, and then we had our dog and then somebody else. So there was 4 dogs running around, and my sister-in-law is obsessed with Boston Terriers. That's what they have, 2 Terriers. Their entire house is covered in Terrier stuff. They had a separate Christmas tree that was black and white that was decorated with nothing but Terriers on the Christmas tree.
Adorbs.
They have blow-up Boston Terriers for their front yard. Like, you know, you have Santa Claus? They had like a 4-foot-tall Boston Terrier wearing a Santa hat.
Why not?
Feels like it's bordering on a lot.
Why not?
But Steph, who am I to judge?
Steph from Norwood, good morning.
Good morning.
Big day for your son?
Yes, our son Ethan turned 3. We decided to have a preschool party. So we had 11 3-year-olds running around, and it was wild.
What do 11 3-year-olds do?
They all went in the bounce house, and then they quickly left and did something else, and then they went back in the bounce house, and they ate cupcakes and just ran around like crazy.
Oh, that sounds awesome, though.
And any trips to the
age.
Any trips to the emergency room?
No trips to the emergency
room,
but we're currently drowning in Magna tiles. That's what everyone gave us, and you have about 300 of them.
What is it?
A Magna tile? You know what Magna tiles are?
Why would I know what a Magna tile is?
Yeah, lots of people donated them over the years for 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, make sure you tell him. Well, don't tell him anything. He's 3 years old. He's not going to care. Thank you, Stephanie.
He cares about Paw Patrol.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your holiday or your weekend?
I had a great time. I was in Southwest Florida for 2 full weeks. Mm-hmm. I got off the plane Saturday, and as soon as I walked outside, I was like, oh, my God, it's so cold here. Mm-hmm. It was 75 or 80 every single day.
Did you wear a coat? I didn't wear a coat.
I brought a coat down because I knew it was going to be cold on the way back.
I didn't, because I didn't want to have to carry it. Mm-hmm. And when I got onto that Uber, I was like, woof! This little sweatsuit isn't doing it.
And it was great. I just hung out in the sun. I hung out with my family. We went to the circus. I went to the zoo. I went kayaking. Mm. I saw more dolphins than people. It was a great time.
Oh, damn.
Did your girlfriend come down?
She went down. Her family was like, you're not leaving before Christmas.
Yeah.
So she spent Christmas with her family and then came down for the second week.
Right.
From like the 26th to the 1st.
What's the craziest thing you saw in Florida?
God. Nothing too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the people.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it's Florida.
Right.
Yeah, but it's Southwest. It's like a sleepy retirement community.
Right.
The average age is like 105.
Nice.
So it doesn't get too crazy out there.
All right. That sounds perfect.
Craziest thing I saw in North Carolina, Kennedy?
Go on.
You know how we have the don't block the box thing here in traffic? They'll draw the X's, like don't block the intersection.
Sure.
In North Carolina, they actually stop and wait at green lights. They don't block the intersection. It was the craziest, kindest, got me so confused thing I've ever seen in my life.
And if I may, the weirdest thing I saw, or the most interesting thing, the traffic in Thailand, or especially Bangkok, is unbelievable.
They don't believe in street lines or anything like that.
No, well, street lights, yes, they'll stop.
No, street lines. Like, you can make as many lanes as you can fit a car.
Well, it's just, the roads are so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just dudes on mopeds risking death constantly?
Yes, and I took you can Uber those. Those Uber rides.
Oh,
it was awesome. But but nobody honks.
What?
People are cutting in and out. Nobody honks. Nobody. And I asked my guide, I'm like, why is this? And he goes, because it's disrespectful.
Hmm. I was blown away.
The Buddha would not play that.
And you know what I mean? It's unreal. I hardly heard one horn the entire time.
2025, we get rid of car horns in the United States. What do you say?
I would love it.
Nah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.